Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome on a Tuesday. It's time for one-on-one with a professional talking OKM music. It's 9:50, 54 degrees in downtown Bartlesville. We've got Michaela Curlis, development director from OKM with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you with us. And you guys wrapped up St. Nicholas Day just a few days ago, and we're kind of putting a bow on 2022 for OKM.
We did, yes. So St. Nicholas Day is something that we do every year. It's December 6th, a special holiday that celebrates giving and, of course, the generosity of the third century saint. And every year we have been passing out St. Nicholas gift bags that contain a myriad of different things, instruments. This year they had ukuleles, violins, jingle bell sets. They have chocolates, gingerbread, candy canes. So pretty much a value of about $75 or more. And we sell them at $10 a piece. And we normally sold out, and this year was no different. So we sold out of all of our bags. We also ended up donating about 70 bags to the Jane Phillips 4th and 5th grade students. So that's really exciting.
Awesome. So that was about a week ago, and then now we're kind of looking forward to 2023 for OKM.
2023, yes. So we have all of our different annual events that we host. And so if you want to go ahead and mark your calendars, we've already preset the dates. We have our Just for Kids, especially for Kids Festival, and that's going to be June 2nd through June 8th. We have our 39th Music Festival, and that will be June 8th through June 12th. So a little bit of an overlap there. Oktoberfest will be October 7th, so the first Saturday of the month. Chris Kendall, November 4th. Hashtag Giving Tuesday on November 28th, so the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And then, of course, St. Nicholas Day is the same date every year, December 6th.
Awesome. So a lot of those are kind of back-ended, and you guys just wrapped up a lot of kind of busy two or three months here at the end of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people think that our festival is pretty much all that OKM does. And, of course, that is a very integral part of what we do. But we also have year-round programming, including all of the events that I just listed, that it's a never-ending cycle for us in terms of everything that we put together. It's not just the summer.
We're talking to Michaela Curlis, Development Director at OK Mozart here on K1, 953, 54 degrees in downtown Bartlesville. Just wrapped up St. Nicholas Day. Let's talk about how people can get involved with OKM as we kind of set our sights in 2023, if they're looking to donate their time or some money, and how they can kind of help out what's a pretty big part of the Bartlesville community.
Yes, absolutely. So OKM is a nonprofit arts organization, and just like many nonprofits, we do rely very heavily on the generosity of others through your time, through your talents, and of course through your monetary donations. So if someone's interested in participating in OKM, say to volunteer, because we're always looking for volunteers to help with the setup and the teardown of our events, to help with supervising our children's programming, they can call our office number at 918-336-9900. Go onto our website at okmmusic.org just to check out our different events. They can come in person to our office at 415 South Dewey Avenue, Suite 100, right across from Regent Bank and right next to Rogers State University. And kind of those are the same methods that you'll use if you'd like to if you'd like to donate to us. You can donate through Square, PayPal, in person by writing a check. And all those are, of course, always welcome, because without the donations of others, we wouldn't be able to continue the programming that we do for our community. And, you know, wrapping up as we close 2022 and open into 2023, this would be a perfect time for anyone who's wanting to make their last-minute year-end donations before December ends. So
Michaela Curlis is with us, Development Director at OKM Music here in Bartlesville, one-on-one with a professional here on K1 and K1TV.com. If you could, Michaela, talk a little bit about some of the music education programs, art programs that OKM does as well.
Sure. So another thing that very many people I don't think are aware of is that OKM not only offers programming for adults, we have our festivals, our Oktoberfest, and free public concerts that anyone can come participate, but we also have a large amount of programming for children as well. And this is really showcased through our Especially for Kids Festival that happens right before our music festival. Rose, our children's director, does a lot of hard work to put together all of the events and activities, and almost all of them are free, except with the exception of our tea party. But we have things like puppet shows, dance presentations, musical story time, arts and crafts. And again, all of this is completely free to the public. And we do this, you know, throughout the year. We try and have an aspect of children's programming for our Chris Kindle Market, where children can make their own snow globes. They can visit Santa Claus. This past year, we had a life-size candy land that children and adults could play in. Oktoberfest, we have bounce houses. We have face painting. We have duck games and, you know, cornhole. So it's something I think that the whole family can enjoy that OKM does. And we really try to instill a love of music and the arts in the younger generations so that that will then grow and continue to expand into their adulthood, because we really do feel that arts is an important aspect of our society and our community. It enriches our lives, even if we're not going to grow up to be dancers or performers. It just makes people a well-rounded, you know, individual as a whole.
Michaela Curlis, Development Director at OKM Music here in Bartlesville. And why don't one more time before we go to CBS News, you go over those dates for 2023 one more time again.
Sure. So if you have your calendar, whether it be a paper calendar on your phone, you can mark the dates in advance so that you know when all the OKM events are taking place. We have our Especially for Kids Festival going to be June 2nd through June 8th. We have our Music Festival, 39th season, June 8th through June 12th. Oktoberfest will be October 7th. Chris Kindle Market will be November 4th. Our hashtag Giving Tuesday concert will be November 28th. And St. Nicholas Day is going to be December 6th.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Michaela?
You know, I don't think so. I think just keep us in mind for all of the events that we have coming up for 2023. And like I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to participate and volunteer in OKM, there's myriads of ways you can do that. We're always looking for help, people who want to enjoy helping the community. You don't have to be a music aficionado. You don't have to be an expert in the arts. You just have to have, you know, an open mind and an open heart to want to serve others.
Michaela Curlis with OKM, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
One-on-one with a professional here on K1. We got CBS News coming up in just a moment.